Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. Welcome. We are calling Matt, who's in San Francisco, baby.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hey, is that Matt?
Yes.
It's Tony and Ryan. Will you approve the podcast?
Oh, yes, I will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, what's the weather like in Matt Francisco today?
Yeah, you know, it's beautiful and everyone's just out here being sexy and hanging out.
That's what happens.
California, baby.
San Francisco.
Yep. Yeah, Matt knows
That's
it.
What we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah, are you hot, Matt?
Of course. Yeah. Hey, this is Matt from San Francisco and I approve this podcast.
Coming up today.
Everybody has that high maintenance friend and no one likes being that friend. Nope. I personally hate that friend.
Yep. One of your great fears is being high maintenance.
And that greatest fear was realised and I was high maintenance. Mm. And in the words of Kath Day Knight, yes, I'm high maintenance, but I think you've got a boo. And I was.
You were. We'll get to that soon. Our first, things you can say in the pub and also in the bedroom.
Surely this venue has insurance. They have to. Duty of care.
Duty of care. Ah, look at that bloke double fisting. In Australia, that means holding a beer in each hand.
Thanks for clearing that
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Look, I know I've gone on the record saying that I prefer a chicken parm.
Yep.
But the eggplant looks good and what a big fucking serving.
A lot of thirsty blokes around.
Must be busy. The footy must be on. Can I smoke in here? You know how sometimes you need a ciggy after? Not normally a smoker, but, you know.
I only smoke when I drink.
Semen. Sorry.
Bottoms up.
Oh, mate, if you're playing it right, I will have my ass up, that's for sure. Or put something up my ass. Sorry. Double fisting. Double fister. I hardly know her. Oh, fuck. Nice bar.
You can fit four people along it.
Especially when you're barred up.
Yeah. Last round, come on.
The toilet here is fucking disgusting.
A truer word has never been spoken.
Fuck, some of them are rough, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the dankest pub you've been to?
Oh, probably something like regional WA or...
I was going to say, when I drove across the Nullarbor, there's a pub like that's the only building within 100 kilometres either way. And
yep. And it's like... For, you know, it's basically a roadhouse.
For truckies for to take truckies massive to, shits. And it's like 40 degrees.
Yeah. And it's the it's the middle of nowhere. There's no other option.
Do you want to go over onto that table? Or should I take you up to the bar and I'll push your stool in? A little bit of vomit just coming out there.
That was horrifying. Push your stool in. Fuck. Hell. It's just so funny. Referring to poo as stool is just hilarious. How did they get stool at like as a word for poo?
I don't know. But yeah, I guess it's a lot better when you're like, if you're at the doctor and they're like, can I have a stool sample? Instead of being like, g'day champion, can you just shit in a bucket?
Things you can say at the doctor and also in the bedroom.
Put that shit in a bucket.
Look. I come here a lot and you still don't know my name.
G'day, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Yeah, number five, yeah.
G'day, sweetheart. Is there a billiard table? Because I wouldn't mind putting my balls in your pocket.
going to tap your balls around first? Is that okay? I like to break balls.
Gee.
Yeah. Whoa, a whole pint came out of that tap. Tap that keg. Oh, there's a lot of head though.
It was pretty much just all head, so I'll let you have that one for free.
I mean, I'm doing you a favour. Yeah.
It's good when it's just the two of us, but when the boys come round as well, it's so much better.
Maybe we could just have half an hour to ourselves, then they could come after.
All right.
Yeah.
Lads.
Could we grab a serviette?
Yeah.
I'm going to need one.
Do you need a chaser?
You do, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, is it...
Cut through.
Is it gentlemanly or fuckboy-y to afterwards be like, can I get you a water?
I think it depends on the person, to be honest.
Does it also depend on, like, the tone?
Yeah. I think if you're saying, like, oh, do you want me to get you a water, as in, like, can you leave? Like, you know how that could be kind of seen as, like, okay, a way to get you out of there?
Did you want me to call a cab?
Yeah, you know, yeah, that could be a bit of move along energy. But if it's like, oh, like, let me grab you a glass of water or something. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, you've just been through
an ordeal.
Yeah.
Actually, an ordeal is probably not the right word. An experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Ordeal.
Like, I'm happy to just, like, figure that out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be 18 to come here.
Weren't they carding out the front? Hey, mate, just the usual, please.
5 cougars, thanks.
Can we not explain that joke and just see who gets it?
All Australians will be like, fucking well done, sir. And everyone else will be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, because fuck me up.
Yep.
Well, look at me. Yeah. I knew exactly straight away. Oh, fuck, you're treating me right. You organised a band to play tonight.
I've organised a special treat. The Cat Empire. Shout out to the Night Cat on Johnson Street.
Oh. Cat Empire? Yeah, my pussy empire.
Woo.
Hello.
This is for when you're watching the AFL and also when a girl grips a testicle too hard.
Oh, fucking hell, yep.
Ball! How do you get rid of it?
In a terrible accident. Oh, I'm not trying to be rude, but, like, you can't get it in, but we made a fucking booking.
What's the point of a booking if I can't get it in? Yeasty.
Yeah, I've got room for 4 people.
Oh, here comes a frothy.
Look, let's take advantage of this beautiful weather and throw one back in the sun. Throw one into your sun.
But see that? It's like not even a trend. It's people making fun of a fictional trend, surely, but where people are like sunning themselves. Have you seen this?
No.
So people are like...
Oh, the perennium sunning thing. Oh, apparently it's really good for you.
Is it though? Would you do that in your courtyard?
So I have thought, like, oh, it would be great to try it. Mm-hmm. But our courtyard, like, there's heaps of apartments around us that, like, their balconies look out into where we are.
Sounds like an excuse.
So, no, I would not do it in my backyard. But apparently it, like, really invigorates you and it makes you feel awesome.
So they want me to find out.
Yeah. You want to come around and tan your taint with me?
Taint tennis. My dad used to come here and his dad came here as well.
They came here too. And here and here and oh, sorry, mate. There's nothing worse than when you're trying to enjoy your meal and the karaoke starts up. Shut up, Shazza!
We got a howler.
Talk about highway to hell.
We were talking last week about there's nothing more terrifying as when you're in your mid-30s than when you're at a restaurant and the DJ starts
setting
up.
It was my love to say it. Yeah.
That stuck with me.
That's why when we're talking about the calamari.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. True, though.
Yeah, so true.
Oh, God. This is actually a real life one that occurred to the two of us the other night when we were coming home from dinner. You know, we had heaps of food and heaps of drinks the other night.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I was suggesting to Tony, maybe before we turn it in at the hotel, we'll just go to the hotel bar and have another, you know, like
a little aperitif. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
So this is a real life example from Tony. I couldn't fit in anymore. I already think I'm pregnant. Didn't you say that?
I did say that. I'd had a lot of carbs. Not a lot of protein, though. So maybe it would have been a good idea.
Tony's stumbling through the city of Sydney going, but seriously, it looks like I'm pregnant.
And I, like, had a really tight dress on and so it was...
We were both bloated and full of delicious food and great time had by all and a nightcap was not had.
Look, the bill's a bit higher than I was expecting, but the waterproof menus are a nice touch.
No liquid will damage this setup.
You can wipe them down and give it to the next guy.
How many sittings would you do in a night?
Oh, at least six. 6 to 9?
Hey, this is Matt from San Francisco, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Every week in the Patreon, you can get the blog from the desk of Dr. Tony Lodge. I believe there is an asterisk about medical qualifications to call yourself a doctor.
Yes. According to my Maya One card, I am a doctor, so leave it at that, I guess.
And Tony last week was talking about her new October playlist.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't make them private, but you also didn't give us a clue where to find it. Now you've outed them.
No, we shared my username last time.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Tony Lodge. People could figure that
out. Yeah, I mean, it's the same as all my usernames.
But everyone on Patreon is contributing to October and making their own, so you can search for the latest, and everyone gets that blog every week.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thanks for spruiking my art. Really appreciate that.
I support the arts.
The arts. The arts that you create, not the arts.
Oh, yeah. And art. I create art. Support art. Not plural.
And a massive thank you to a few of the people that hopefully read that and contributed something. Some of our champion tarpers. Jamie Jury.
Is that? Yeah.
From Manpower. Do you reckon it's him? Jessica Lee, thank you so much. Hayley Spencer. Caitlin Tiemann Costa. That is one name. Caitlin Tiemann Costa. It sounds like I'm saying Caitlin, Team, and Costa, but it's...
Is Costa not part of the team?
Caitlin Tiemann Costa.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot, but it's just one.
It sounds like three memberships in one. That's what I'm hearing. That's what it sounds like.
Scotty Wetkin, thank you so much. Jambin, Tim Rolshewski, Carly Mulroy, Janae Walthausen, Karina Camera, and Ed Brooks, and in brackets, the Ed-centric. I think maybe he was looking for a shout out so that people would follow him on Instagram or something. Don't know.
Or is he just trying to give himself a nickname?
Oh, Ed-centric.
Everyone knows that you can't give yourself a nickname.
You can't. It's like, you know when you've known someone for a long time and they're trying to transition or like they're gunning for a new nickname or like they introduce themselves to someone that they haven't met before and they go in with a new nickname and you go, that's not what we call you. We've never called him that before.
There's this guy that went to Whitefriars, which is a big private school out in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And you know when you get you get the hoodie with your nickname on it?
Oh, like your Levi's jumper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he put Rockstar on it. And he's like, everyone calls me Rockstar. And everyone's like, no, they don't. And he would meet new people. And, yeah, everyone calls me Rockstar. And people would actually lean on him. Like, no, actually, we don't. And I mean, of all the nicknames to give yourself, Rockstar.
Oh, that's like, you can't.
And I would get it if like, say if it was a her and it was like Roxanne. Like there was a pun, Roxanne, Rockstar.
Oh, yeah.
But his name was like Carl or some. And he was like, I just called me Rockstar. And everyone's like, I don't think I'll be calling you that, no.
And I would only ever call that guy Rockstar like to ironically be facetious. Yeah.
To be like, Rockstar.
Yeah, hi, Rockstar. Yeah.
Or maybe someone said that facetiously once and he went, yeah.
No, I am a rockstar. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that on board, Mike. I don't think that's how I meant it.
So last week, you and I, Ryan, spent a little bit of time in Sydney. We had to go up and do a couple of biz meetings.
Yeah.
We knocked out a lot of people at once and we were like, we've got a plan.
And then we went to the meetings.
Yeah. Oh, things you can say in the hotel and also in the bedroom. I am not a great traveler.
Mm.
Like just on the whole, I'm like stressed about missing a flight. I like don't really like not being able to sleep in my own bed.
Yep.
I've just become a new mum. So I knew that I was going to miss my daughter Pippa.
Would you say you had separation anxiety?
Yes.
Would you say you're at the airport with more than enough time?
Definitely. I think it was a good amount of time.
Mm.
And so because you're like, oh, we'll figure it out and we'll get there. But I'm like, no, this is actually like a boundary that I want to set. If we're going to travel together, I need a bit of time because I'm happy to sit at the gate and wait for an hour or 5 hours.
Yep.
It doesn't matter to me because I'm like, cool, I'm here and I can stress about missing my flight from across the gate instead of from home.
Yeah.
And that's just less stressful.
Okay.
But I'm like, try to be super prepared. So like being early, but also like with my packing. And we were only going for a couple of days. And even though we had checked bags on our thing, on our ticket, I was like, oh, I'm just going to take a carry-on bag because heaps of bags been going missing lately.
I think pretty much all around, I don't think it's just Australia. No. I'm pretty sure all around the world, flights are delayed, bags are going missing, the airlines are just struggling.
Is it like shortages like as a hangover from layoffs during COVID? Is that what?
I think there's that, but then also like when the staff get COVID, they can't come in.
Totally.
So there's like short staffed and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. And also everyone's like, probably don't say travel bug given we just went through COVID, but people have like got the travel bug again.
Yeah,
because like we're allowed to go overseas. So there's like so many people going through the airport. Anyway, I didn't want to risk it. So I was like, I'll just take carry on. But then, so I'm like, cool. I can't pack like random things. I've got to kind of
be concise.
Pack exactly right.
I've got a certain amount of space. I can't waste any.
And because you, even if it fits in your bag can only be like a certain like weight or whatever, like 9 kilos or something. Anyway, so of course, the first thing I think about is okay, I'll know that they'll have like shampoo and conditioner in the bathroom. I know that they'll have body wash. I know that they'll have
hair dryer.
Would
you take your own?
No. So this is where I got to, right?
Oh.
I'm like, oh, well, every hotel has a hairdryer in it.
Yeah.
But I was like, but I've got an Airwrap, a Dyson Airwrap.
Now, explain that to me because an Airwrap a type of hairdryer or is it a different – because the word wrap makes me think it's like a curling wand.
Well, very, very good.
Good areas.
There's actually Dyson ads on our podcast at the moment if you're in Australia. This is not sponsored. This is like a genuine qualm that I had. So the air wrap is like, it's like a long stick and you change the attachment on the top.
Also, so it can be lots of things.
It can be lots of things. So there is a hairdryer attachment.
Yeah.
There are curling wand attachments. Oh. And there are also like hot brushes and like round brushes, like what you use to like blow your hair out with.
So what do you require multiple utensils to get your day started?
No, so it's
which one do you use of the air app is what I'm asking, of all these options.
So normally I use the round brush one. So you know when you go to the
You're like, such a round brusher.
You know when you like see people getting their hair done at the hairdresser and they're holding the hairdryer in one hand and the brush in the other? I'm not coordinated enough to do both. So with the air app, it's like a round brush and hairdryer all in one. So you just pretty much have to brush your hair and it does like all of the heavy lifting for you. So that's the first thing I think of, right? I'm like, is there a hairdryer in there? Because often they're like little travel hairdryers and they're pretty shit. So I looked online at the hotel's website.
Oh my God.
And they've actually got like, so we stayed at the QT, right?
Yeah.
They've actually got a whole tab and it's like QT cross with Dyson. We have like a Dyson sponsorship or whatever.
Really?
Or like yes. So they have Dysons in every room.
Yeah.
And it also said we also have hair dryers, we also have hair straighteners available to borrow.
So on the menu on the TV, there was like, do you want to watch movies? Do you want to order room service? And then there was called QT Styling.
Yes.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. So
holy shit.
So you open that up and it shows you exactly like how to use the Dyson hair dryer.
It's like a little YouTube tutorial.
No, that's exactly what it is. And it's so like, this is how you use it. This is how you turn it on in case you've never used one before. So I found that online and I'm like, perfect. I don't need to take my air app and I don't even need to take a straightener because they have them available to borrow. I'm like, oh my God,
heaven.
This fucking hotel is like a hotel after my own heart. Like how great.
Designed
I don't have to take this off my fucking carry-on.
Yep.
So as soon as we got there, I was like, oh my God, like there's the hairdryer. Awesome. The next morning, the first morning that we were there, we were going to go and do Channel 7.
Yep.
So I was like, cool, we need to kind of be like TV ready. And I was leaving, I had about an hour before we were going to, I had to meet you downstairs.
Yep.
And so I'm like, cool, an hour is enough time to cool down to the front desk and be like, could I borrow one of the hair straighteners?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I just want to let you know that like the hair straighteners are actually for like the corner suites. So it's for like a much fancier room than we'd paid for.
So because you're just like, a room each, a single, the standard.
Like we almost went twin because we were like, do we need two rooms?
Yeah. So like, we're in the, so it's not just a service for everyone. It's like a VIP service almost.
And so because I've called them and been like, I saw online that you have the Dyson Corral hair straighteners available.
Yeah, when you say I saw online, it just feels like some Karen energy already when you go, I saw on the website.
And so I call and I'm like, I'm just wondering if I could borrow one of the Dyson hair straighteners. She's like, that they are actually only for the corner suites. Let me see what I can do.
If there's a few spare, maybe we can.
Yeah, or maybe someone hasn't come in yet. And then I was like, great, that would be awesome. Thank you so much. She goes, yeah, like, does it have to be a Dyson hair straightener? And I was like, oh, no, like any hair straightener is fine.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay, that should be fine. Like I should be able to find one. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, and I was like, oh, sorry, but just on the website it says the Dyson one. So sorry, I wasn't trying to be.
They should say that.
I wasn't trying to be a bother. She's like, oh, my God, no, it's really fine. And then so like she's apologising.
When you're both apologising to each other, that I've seen this in real time. That conversation could have lasted the whole hour. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. I got to meet Ryan downstairs. An hour has gone past.
And so because she's kind of like trying to explain to me what they can and can't do, we're on the phone for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, oh my God, actually, if it's too much, like, don't worry about it, like, whatever. But in my head, I'm thinking, like, we're going on TV and I'm not important enough for them to sit me down in a makeup chair before we go on.
Well,
like,
first of all, you can literally ask them and they would, but continue.
No. But, like, you know, we're kind of, they're just like turning us through.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, I need to rock up. They're like ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be like, I've got wet hair, fix it. Like,
come on, guys.
Yeah, they're like, no, you're on in 2 minutes. Like,
stop perming Poshies, dude, and get your hands over on this one.
Look, Kylie looks great already. She's finished. Anyway, so we're kind of on the phone for like 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God. She goes, I'll call you back in 2 minutes and I'll have something sent up to you. And I was like, great. And so by this time, I'm like, I've got 45-ish minutes before
I
need to go downstairs.
Are you stressing now? How's your stress level?
I'm kind of stressed, but I'm like, she's going to call me back in 2 minutes. I'll just like slowly start getting ready and do the things that like I can do without the hair straightener.
Yep.
But I'm like, but I can't jump in the shower because she's going to ring.
Of course.
But the shower is like the first step in my routine. So as a very organized person, yeah. I'm like, I know what order things have to happen in. And it just makes sense. Like a shower is first because you have a shower and then you do everything else that you need to do.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like.
You can't have the shower after you've straightened
your
hair.
I'm kind of like dancing around the hotel, like trying to like keep myself busy, but being like, I can't do anything else yet.
You're
because
pacing.
I'm like,
You're
yeah,
pacing.
I'm pacing.
Are you in a robe?
No, I didn't have a robe. Did you have a robe?
They were hung up next to the. In the bathroom.
My hooks were empty because there was hooks for them, but there weren't any in there. That's okay.
I had 3 robes and 4 straighteners. If only I had known.
I would have written it down for you. Anyway, so I kind of paced around the hotel for about 15, 20 minutes. So by this time, I've got 25 minutes before I need to go.
And I'm like, the routine hasn't started.
The routine hasn't started. And I'm not, again, I don't like to be high maintenance. I like have a very swift routine. Yep. I can get ready in 10 minutes, but I just needed, she was going to ring. And then I was like.
Were you going to ring?
No.
You would never do that.
No way.
Do you want me to show you how easy it is?
Oh, hey, sorry.
Hey, mate, sorry. I just knew you were going to call. I might have missed it because I was in the shower. How are you looking?
Oh, okay. No. So this is me. Trying to think about how the call would go. Hey, Sarah, I'm so sorry. It's Tony here. Like, oh, my God, so sorry. Not trying to be pushy, but I'm just wondering, like, I've kind of got to go and, you know, whatever. Anyway, I didn't want to do that. So I'm just kind of standing there and then I turn the shower. I'm like, I've just got to start getting ready. So I turn the shower on and I've, like, got my ear out and she's not ringing. I'm like, cool. So I do the, like, speed shower. I'm, like, you know, running things through places that shouldn't be run through because I'm, like, I've just got to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then I hop out of the shower, like, 2 minutes later and, like, she still hasn't rung. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, fuck, like, I've only got I've got 20 minutes. Like, I don't have fucking time to do this. And so then I start doing the rest of my routine, like, slowly getting ready. I'm like, okay, the last thing that I needed to do was my hair.
Yeah.
I had 5 minutes. She calls back and she goes, Tony, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've been running around frantically trying to find you a fucking hair straightener. And I was like, oh my God. I felt awful. So for 40 minutes, she's been trying to fucking find me a hair straightener. And I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Like, I'm just imagining her calling around to rooms and being like, could we borrow your hair straightener? You know, like
if there's one thing you hate, it's being high maintenance.
Exactly.
And someone causing a fuss over you.
And I'm like so, so embarrassed. And she goes,
did you get it?
Well, she goes, we have a room that has a straightener in it. How long do you need it for? And by this point, I'm like, oh.
You're ready to,
I've kind of had to. Like,
I'm actually leaving now. Don't worry about it.
But she'd gone to all this effort, right? So I was like, oh, I literally need it for like 2 minutes and then I can run it back downstairs.
Yep.
She's like, okay, like, because I just need to know because there's someone checking in. A VIP is checking in like an hour or so and the straightener's coming from their room.
So when they check
in. So some fucking celebrity is obviously fucking rolling
in. And they've come in and gone, hey, when I get there, that straightener better be there too.
It better be hot. I better be ready to fucking straighten
my hair.
I'm
coming in ready to straighten.
Straight away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, literally 2 minutes and then I can like bring it back downstairs on my way out. She goes, oh my gosh, no, you've got about an hour, so it's totally fine. You can use it and leave it cool down in your room and I'll come up and grab it in half an hour, like after you've
gone, yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, like, and I'm kind of like, don't fucking worry about it.
So you've already done your hair, you're ready to go.
Well, I'm like ready to. I've just like made other arrangements.
Yep.
And I'm like, fuck, but I don't want to now be like, don't worry about it because A, I didn't want to be rude. And B, I didn't want her to think that I was like, don't fucking worry about it. You've taken too fucking long. You know?
Well, you wouldn't use that tone.
No, I would never. I wouldn't absolutely never. But then I'm
but
in this.
But you would
like,
assume that people would hear that tone.
Then I'm in this moral predicament where I'm like, do I be honest and say, like, well, you, I don't have time to use it now.
Can I make a guess?
What?
I'm guessing that you went, thanks, babe, super helpful. I'm going to go do my hair right now. Walked into the room and just laid it on the floor and then left because your hair was already done just so she thinks that you used it.
Okay, so what I actually did was the guy came up and he goes, here's the straightener, like so sorry, like here you go.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Don't even worry about it. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah.
And then it comes in. I grabbed the hair straightener off him and I put it on the bench and I turned it on and let it get hot and then turned it off so that if she came up, she knew that I
did use it. Yeah, yeah. And you didn't use it at all.
I didn't use
it at all. Yeah. And then you just turned it on, turned it off, and then came downstairs.
And then I came downstairs and waited for you outside for 5 minutes. So I would have...
I was like, make sure you're ready to go at 9. And I rolled out at 10 past. Going, geez, why you look so stressed?
Yeah, God, you haven't done your hair or anything.
You look a mess. Benny had an extra 10 minutes in a hair straightener. You look great.
And then when I got... So then we went and did Channel 7, right? Yeah. And then you and I grabbed some breakfast and we went back upstairs. And the straightener was still there. Like, they hadn't come and got it.
So all that celebrity hadn't turned up.
Yeah. Maybe, like, I don't know. But anyway, and they go, we got to put, like, a $700 hold on your credit card.
In case you do a runner with the straightener.
In case I, like, steal it. And it was your credit card.
It was too. I'm going to check my bill when I get home. Jeez, those hotel rooms are a bit more expensive than I remember.
Did we say an extra six nights?
I know I got the... chicken karage and a drink from the minibar, but yeah, I don't remember that being $850 worth.
No, everyone at the QT looked after us very well.
Not that well, it sounds like.
No.
40 minutes earlier, you would have. I think your hair did look a little unstraightened when we were down there, actually. And there were comments.
I didn't want to say anything.
There were comments from the staff.
Well, because I was like, okay, they're going to... Because remember I said to you, I forgot my eyebrow stuff.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have like one bit of makeup that I normally use. And I was like, oh, they'll have that stuff at Channel 7. Because it's like, you know how you just said, oh, you can ask them and they'll do it.
Yeah.
I did. And they were like, we're actually really short staffed today.
Can we throw them under the bus? It was Koshy's 20th celebration.
So, you know, they're a bigger fish to fry on this day.
So they had the show before ours.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, everyone have cake in the in the thing,
so
blah, blah.
Everyone's upstairs, yeah, like partying on. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Having
like
a few morning mimosas.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, would you be able to? And they're like, I'm so sorry. We're so short staffed. We actually
can't do it. There's some chick with a podcast downstairs that wants some brows and a straighten.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, mate, well, I want this cake. So let's see who wins
and
that.
And she's fucking three champagnes deep. She's like, I'm glad I didn't drive today. I'll catch the train home. Like, and so then when we got there, because I was like, they'll be able to sort it out for me. Then they go, we actually can't today. Because normally they do when we go in there. And she goes, we're so short staffed. And I was like, oh, cool. And she's, and because it was the producer, she goes, I think you look great. And I was like, fuck off.
Tony's like, I've worked as a producer. I know that's the answer no matter what I look
like.
I know
that that's just what you say.
Oh, babe, you look great today. No, don't be silly.
You don't
great.
Even need makeup, girlfriend.
Don't producer me. I fucking used to do this job. I've said these lies before.
Anyway, and they looked after us so well, but fuck, I was just so embarrassed. And
I was
then
more
it was
embarrassed
just
the fact we were wearing the same thing. Because I got downstairs and I was like, oh, white shirt, black
shirt.
Mate,
I had other things to fucking worry about.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I was fucking worried about other things.
It sounds, well, you did great though, mate.
Thanks. Thank you. Really appreciate
you
that.
You were excellent.
Things
and it was
you love.
Pippa's debut on the TV.
Pippa was on the TV. Yeah, mummy got to say hello to Pippi on the TV.
You can actually see behind the scenes of this day on YouTube.
Yes.
If you want to go check out Tony and Ryan. What do you love to see though? After a stressful day, what's going to pick you up?
I think we all love a love story. Oh. Love to see a love story.
I love love.
Have you ever seen the TV show The Inbetweeners, like the UK TV show?
Yes.
So, you know, Simon, who's like always got his hair spiked up.
Plenty of hair gel.
Yes, plenty of hair gel. And there's a couple of episodes where he's dating this girl called Tara.
Yeah. She's like the hot girl at school.
She's like the rock chick one. So I think you might be thinking of Carly.
Yeah, no, I am thinking of Carly.
Yeah. So there's like two episodes where he's dating this girl called Tara. Yep. This is a picture of her, just so you can see it. And they date like for two or three episodes or something.
Okay.
And they end up breaking up on the show.
Of course I do.
But they actually are in love in real life.
I love that.
And they just had their first baby.
Holy so they're proper.
They're like full on like together.
Well done.
Isn't that the sweetest?
That is sweet.
You fucking love
you
to fucking
see that. You fucking love to see that.
You do meet people at work. Let's have a baby. I don't have a hair straightener, but
can't straighten your hair, but I will fill your
eggs. Sorry, graphic from me.
I do love to see that though.
Isn't that a sweet story? I saw that and I was like, oh my god.
Did you know who's the one that's like says all the dirty shit? But
Jay. Yeah.
So the little blonde dude.
Yeah, with the bowl haircut.
Yeah. So it came out last week that he is the highest earner on Cameo ever. He's made
really?
Over $1 million, UK pounds.
Fuck off.
From doing cameos. Because apparently you can imagine it's your 21st and he's like, yeah, what's up? It's Jay. Like,
yeah.
Have a fucking great one. And people buy it. Like, so he's the most popular and the highest earning cameo person.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, there's a fucking fact for you.
That's a great fact. Three facts in the last 7 days.
Look the fact out. I've got a lot to say. Oh, I love to see it. Very niche content here.
Yep.
My local basketball hoop in Brunswick.
Yeah. You always go down and play with the lads?
Play the lads. Friday arvo.
Yep.
Boy time.
Love that.
Although I say boy time, it's now babies and wives and partners, and it's not boy time at all, but it's a beautiful excuse to get outside into the grass.
Do the partners that don't play,
they play.
Oh, I was going to say, because like I would go down there and go, this is a great excuse for a cheese board. Well, they're all playing. How about we have a little snack on the table, on the picnic table next to it?
Yeah, there's a few brewers in the group. So there's always like a mix of craft beers.
Yeah, nice.
There has been some cheese boards.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a real community feel.
Yeah.
And my love to see it is, so there's usually just the backboard made of wood.
Yeah.
And like the metal ring.
Yeah, but no net.
They've installed a net. And it's like the metal chain.
The chain one. Oh, and that sounds sick when a basketball goes through it.
It's so sad. So imagine this. You shoot a swish and there's no ring. It kind of just doesn't hit anything, goes through.
Yeah.
So you don't get that like...
The satisfaction.
And so I rocked up the other day and I'm like, have they got a net in? And then I shot one and the first one... And I was like,
I know the sound you're fucking talking about. And I'm not a sport girl, but I know the fucking sound you're talking about.
And I'm like, hey, Andy, how long do you reckon the net will last?
Yeah.
He goes, probably get a few months out of it before it just wears away or someone steals it. And I was like, well, the next 2 months are going to be
awesome.
Delicious.
Oh my God. You should go down there and record it. And then when you need like a little pick me up at home or whatever, you
chills.
Listen to that. Yeah.
Could you imagine just a little MP3.
Yeah. And then like, every time you make a joke at home to Bridget and you're like, why the chin girls don't get to the other side? And then you just hit play.
Well, I think what I'll do is I'll throw the ball against the backboard twice. So then it'll be like, to get to the other side. Boom, boom.
Nice.
Yeah.
Leave the audio queen to me, I guess. Speaking of Audio Queen, we will revisit Audio Queen tomorrow.
Oh, really?
It might be Ryan, actually. Audio Queen tomorrow. Sounds like you're interested
in
the role.
Queen, and I could be Audio 17th in line for the crown.
17th.
Top 25.
Tickets on yourself.
All righto, Queen. You're number one, and for me to suggest I'm in the top 20, you're like fucking righto champion.
Let's pump the brakes, Rockstar.
Come on, Rockstar. They're carried away. Yeah, I heard your basketball ring got a net. It'd be nice for you to hear that sound in the next month, implying you might have got one in.
Got to get one in at the court.
Hope you have a great Tuesday. See you Wednesday. I was going to say see you next Tuesday, but it doesn't make sense because we're back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey.
This podcast is daily.
Is it?
Yeah. That shocks people when we tell them, mate. They're like, 5 episodes? I'm like...
Yeah. How many weekdays do you think you're in a week?
Yeah.
I thought you did weekdays, but like on Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you.